Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Go Ultra with AFL and NRL live in 4K Ultra HD, only on Foxtel. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel All-Wheel Drive. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets freedom to move. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch.
Yes, good afternoon and hello and a welcome to The Run Home. This afternoon with the Professor and, Stephen O'Keefe, Sock. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Big thanks to Hyundai Tucson, tomorrow's SUV in stock now. Footy live in 4K Ultra HD, only on Foxtel. And also make your own fitness rules at Anytime Fitness. Sock, I've been saying that to you for a very long time.
I actually do have a membership at Anytime Fitness.
What sort of rules do you make up there?
It's $20 a week. And if you go in with your partner, which I do, you get a little bit of a discount. And you can go, the clue is in the title, you can go anytime.
And you make your own rules, so you don't have
to do nothing. Yeah, that's why I'm putting it on.
Watch the telly there. That's great. Big welcome to all our listeners, however you are tuning in. SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN 693 AM in Brisbane, or SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast. You might be listening live on the SEN app. G'day to you. Download the SEN app at the App Store or alternatively the Google Play Store. Also, social media, if you want to get in touch with us, if you've got a question, maybe it's something to do with left arm orthodox spin. Socky, you happy to answer those?
Yeah, I will. Yep.
Lots of left arm
really
orthodoxies
been lining
out there.
Up any sort of social media with questions about that?
No.
Lundy yesterday was pretty keen about his cricket, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, Lundy's actually come in with one. I go around or over the wicket?
Oh, yes.
So they're already coming in.
Well, that's going to take us.
I want to get into that, Lundy. I want to get into why and how you make that decision.
Later.
Social media at Joel Fletch, SEN, or email joelandfletch@sen.com.au. It's a big welcome to Sock. I've already welcomed you. And to our chef de mission, as I like to call him, Nathan Brooks. The leader of this merry band. How are you, Brooksy?
Good afternoon, gents. I'm very good. I can't wait for this Broncos Crushers game tonight. It's going to be great.
Sorry,
Dolphins. I was stuck in 1995.
Oh, what a shame.
It's the true Battle of Brisbane, that one. The South Queensland Crushers.
But are you happy with Battle of Brisbane if for a name? Brooks?
I think it could be better. We've got Battle of Brookie for Manly Melbourne at Brookvale. I think the battle should be retired.
Yep.
You can't use that anymore. I think we need something else.
What was the one last night that somebody came up with?
Oh, WrestleMania.
I like that. That's in the
number
lead.
Number one. Yeah.
WrestleMania. You guys going to WrestleMania tonight? Because then it can become WrestleMania 2, WrestleMania 3.
Yeah. Wayne's Revenge.
Wayne's Revenge.
Oh, I don't mind.
In a ladder match.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. the Royal Rumble with Wayne.
Royal Rumble. Wumble.
Royal Wumble. Wumble.
What have you got for us?
I've been calling it the Bogan Bash-Up. And hello to all our many Queensland listeners. I think it's apt. I think it's fit. And hopefully tonight it is a bit of a bash-up.
The Logan Bogan bash-up in Brisbane.
The Logan Bogan Brisbane bash-up. Yeah, let's write that down. Get that registered. Yeah. Now, hey, we've got a cracking show this afternoon. Mr. Buttons is on. Mark, how are you?
Afternoon, boys. How are we?
Very well.
Big Dolphin supporter tonight. Big night for you.
You're getting very good at that, Mark.
Did you sit on something?
Yeah.
Because obviously you and Aitken
grape juicer
is the Scotsman.
Yes.
Which is why you go for them. Has the whole of Scotland embraced the Dolphins? Do you know?
Yeah, it's actually Dolphin Day over in Scotland this week. Yeah. Tonight is Dolphin Day. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what do you do for Dolphin Day in Scotland? regret saying it. Didn't think there'd be a follow-up question.
No, didn't think that.
Now, up for grabs today, Brooksy. God, these gifts just get better and better every time I'm in. Signet Power Boost Bank, valued at $44.95. A Signet Boost Power Bank will keep your phone, tablet, earbuds, and what else charged, boys? We like to say it every week.
Socks. Porpoising.
Socks
machine.
That's right.
My rabbit
You are a Rabbitohs supporter.
Vibrating rabbit.
Vibrating rabbit.
The bunny that I've got at home. When we win, it just sits next to the TV when Cody Walker scores a try. It's a rabbit.
Well, funnily enough,
glory, glory.
Well, while we're talking about dolphins, there's available as the same product as a dolphin, I've heard.
Torch.
Dolphin torch.
Yes.
Dolphin
torch. Goes underwater.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Now, you can also win, oh, geez, this is good, $50 voucher to Kickin' In. Come taste Australia's favourite and messiest seafood restaurant. Book online now at kickinin.com.au. What's there, Brooksy? What can you, can I just go and have some crabs?
Yes, you get crabs. You get fish. Everything
really?
From the sea.
Do they do like a big seafood platter thing for two? Where
I've been.
It's talk
amazing.
To me.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Kicking In Petersham.
Hey.
Very good. Yeah, and you get like a bag of seafood. It sounds weird, but like they put it all in a bag,
right.
And then they tip all the seafood onto your table, give you gloves, you eat with your hands.
It's like a trawler.
Yeah.
But it's great. It tastes amazing.
Are you fresh or is it deep fried?
Amazing.
Or you
oysters.
Can have it how you want it?
Oh, no, it's like steamed with a sauce.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
Is there like cans and stuff you've got to, or like old boots that you're sort of making your way through, or toilet seats?
No,
dolphins,
it's delicious. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
It's dolphins.
Like you can have it spicy, you can have it more garlicky, you can have your preference. It's
all the
dolphin.
Lovely.
I'm in. Yeah, all the dolphins.
No dolphin.
Whale fin.
Now, if you're sitting there and you think, God, I'd like to have a chat to these guys, they sound like a bit of fun, you can call us 1300 01 1170, or you can text us on 0457 736 736. Don't be shy, because if you give us the best text, then you get that prize, I guess. This bloke, you're an idiot, Professor. Whoever wrote that,
148. Yeah, we're going to get more.
No,
yes.
The top contributor.
Can we block him?
And he's a chance of winning the Sydney Power Bank. Yeah, he's a good chance.
He's not. Bloody wanker. We'll get rid of him. all right. We'll block him. So, hey, guys. What about that game last night? I feel like every Friday we're on, Sock. Night before the game is an absolute barn burner. And we're always in a little text chain.
I use up all my weekly texts at about 9:47 on a Thursday night,
just
texting you blokes about the
monthly
game.
Doesn't go far, does it, on a humdinger of a game. That actually made me get out the pigskin this morning. I went down to Manly Oval. And I tried to kick a field goal from 40 out.
Did you really?
It grubbered over the 30-metre line, and I think I'd done something to my knee. But I was just so inspired after that. Can we talk? There's so many talking points.
Let's do the score first.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What was the score?
It was
Parramatta
by one.
Parramatta by one.
Yeah.
17-16.
17-16. Yeah. Sorry, yes. Yeah. And we did go to Golden Point. First talking point. Sock, what do you want to start off with?
Well, highlights.
Let's go to the highlights.
Okay.
It comes away, Moses to Brown. They're chasing through. Cartwright, the former famous surname Panther. They scramble. Ball comes back in field at Parramatta. Well, this is young Brendan Hands. He's just come on the field, Brendan Hands, and scores a try in his debut game. You can't believe this. Goes to Cleary. Now Hosking! Zach Hosking, the mule! The junior mule! He goes under the post. Parramatta are under the pump. Here we go, Cleary. He goes for the two-point field goal. Nathan Cleary, he's latched onto it. Cleary! He has kicked one of the most remarkable two-point field goals. Champion pressure. Some get eaten by it. And Nathan Cleary was hungry. So can he get himself in position here? Moses is there now. Here's Moses now set for the kick. This is the last for Parramatta. They're 15 metres out. Ball goes back. Mitch Moses kicks it. $1 million Moses. There's a million reasons why they've backed him in. And Parramatta now have their first win of the season. They had to go the long road. It was a long old road. It was a great kick from Cleary. But Moses has taken them to their first win against the team who gave them so much pain in the grand final. Parramatta 17 defeat the Panthers 16.
Couple of points out of that. Great song. It's
because
of Brendan Hands.
Yeah, it's a
Brooksy's
choice.
Put your hands on. God,
yes.
Good old song. That's what we back.
Cleary, Moses. It's Brendan Hands. Hansi Cronje.
And I heard he's a Windsor Wolves junior.
He is.
And that's where I played my two and only seasons. Oh. Under 16 Windsor Wolves. So there you go.
Amazing.
23-year-old who's had to work very hard. To get his position
journeyman
in the team, yeah.
He was
in behind Reid Marnie.
Yeah, that's
They had big wraps on him, who was, you know, working his backside off to get where he's gotten, and he's
backside.
Yeah, backside.
Hands, well, I was wondering how many
on the backside. Talking points. Where are we going?
Well,
I mean,
can
where
I also
we start?
Say Joel Cain? What a call!
Yeah.
Well, he was calling four straight losses for the Eels and Penrith to win by four, and Parramatta had lost their last three games by 4 points. So he's calling all fours. On 23,
right.
The third, 23. So he's pulling numbers out. I think he was getting a bit loopy at the back end of the show.
Yeah, I think he does. Mm.
But it was shaping up that way because they were ahead by two, obviously. Cleary kicks the two-point field goal with...
What about him just putting it right on the 40-metre line? The penalty, knowing I've got to be behind that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
To kick it. And then but what about the challenge? The challenge into it, the junior bolo challenge. Yeah. Of where, you know, Guthrie's, oh, yeah, mate, we'll go up, we'll try and waste some time here. And it was just originally a penalty. And then it ended up turning into, because he challenged the high shot, which was very high, deliberate and forceful. So Barlow gets 10 in the bin.
That's got to be the worst type of challenge, right?
Yeah.
There's the ones where it's just a bad decision, you know, a winger comes in and whatever. And then there's the ones that lead to your team being more disadvantaged.
That's
why they call it a challenge.
Oh, God. But
huge.
Mate, amazing game. And Panthers now 1-2. So, Brooksy, as you were saying, been a long time since a Panther fan had to sit and look at a table where the wins were less than the losses.
Yeah.
How far back do we have to go?
Oh, 1960. No, I don't. It's probably
it
only
feels
a few
forever,
years.
I
think they were 0-1 at some stage of a season.
Even
but
at the start of last year when they had Sean O'Sullivan in for Cleary.
Yeah.
And you felt like they were, for the first time in the bookies, underdogs, but they just still kept finding a way. But now you're actually starting to find some creaks and creases. But it takes a game that Parramatta put in, a disciplined game of completing it over 90%. There was a small bit there where you thought like Parramatta just weren't going to find a way. Bryce Cartwright scored off a nice grubber off Brown.
Yep.
But then they had so much possession and so much field position but couldn't convert it into points. And then just before halftime, try, Cleary kicks, it's 8-all, and you go, here we go again. It's going to be another story of the Parramatta who are just going to get done, sealed by their own fate. Then the penalty, then the field goal, and you're like, there's just no way Parramatta's coming back from this.
Oh, no. But
step up, step forward, be the hero of your role, just signed a $5 million-plus contract. They get the penalty. They get the 10 in the bin.
What about
step
how calm
up,
he
Moses.
Was? When, so they had that great lower shot of him, and obviously old Hansy is it dumb
Brandon,
half.
Yeah.
And Mitch just gives him one of I know it's radio, but he just gives him with his hand a little, send it to me, mate.
Yeah, yeah. This
you
way.
Watch this
way.
One's going over. And then just... slotted it through. The other thing I loved was the elation, the Eels, they finally break their duck, they get their win. It's not the same result as what happened against the Storm round one. Mm. And they cut to the coach's box and Brad Arthur, he looks like he's watching something else. Did you see his reaction?
Completely emotionless.
Completely emotionless.
Ted Lasso did drop that day, so he might be...
Oh, he might have been
waiting on Apple. You know, coach watching coaches, game respect games, you know. So, but how good, like there was a few performances for me, Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Revenge game always.
The middle,
Junior Paulo. But Gutho's try-saving tackle on James Fisher-Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like he did it last week with Tui Pilotto.
Yeah,
he did, yeah.
He's got no right to save that try when there's probably a 30-kilo weight difference, holds him back in. Did you see James Fisher-Harris when he was annoyed? Because they had to turn, it might have been the next tackle, and he was down, and he's grabbed the ball, and he's laid down, and then Fisher-Harris has just piled straight into the back of his ribs.
Into his ribs.
Yeah,
oh,
and like, I think that was a bit of like, you've got no right to stop me, but you did.
I liked when Mike Acevo tried to pop, whose head was it that he was trying to piss off out of nowhere? Yeah,
it was a great
like a Lego.
It was a
great tackle. And he's like, right, I'm going to pop this
and
thing off.
He's getting ready for Lego Masters. Just like, oh, I'm going to change
Clyde's
the head
gone, it's a great hit, but he's just gone and squeezed the life out of his head. We have to penalise it.
Very strange. We've got a caller on the line, Dan from Brisbane. Last night's game, mate, what you think?
Fellas, I just thought it was one of the best games of footy I've seen for a long time. It sort of reminded me of a few games 2 years ago when the Broncos and the Cowboys were at each other to and fro, and there was only a couple points in it. Just the completion by both sides last night in them conditions, awesome football.
Silky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We've had a few Thursdays in a row. Amazing.
I will say I'm a Para fan, so it's a little bit sweeter for me, obviously.
And you're from Brizzy. What are you expecting of tonight's game? Are you anywhere near the ground? Are you going to be heading out? I know you're a Para supporter, but this is, I mean, it's sold out. It's 50,000. The hype around Brisbane must be huge.
Yeah, my nephew's going to the game tonight. He loves the Broncos. My young fella, actually, he had a year in under sevens at Redcliffe. He's got Down syndrome, but we took him down there and they included him down there. So I've got a little bit of a soft spot for the Dolphins as well, just for what they did with my boy. But as for Brisbane itself, it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it, to tell you the truth. But the town's pretty split. Like Broncos, they do have a lot of people in Brisbane that don't like it. And they've jumped on the Dolphin bandwagon big time. And with Brisbane, obviously trying to be Big Brother and their new jersey with the river and the carry-on, people are sort of laughing about that as well. We're sort of thinking, you know, why are you going to this much trouble over a newly formed team? It's sort of, it's interesting. It's a real interesting vibe.
I love it. Hey, and Dan, what do you think of the name that I think it was Brisbane City Council that came up with for the clash, the Logan Bogan Brisbane Bash-Up? Do you like what they're calling it up there?
I had to have a chuckle. You know, I had to have a chuckle. But I do a fair bit of work down with them Logan Bogans.
Very good, mate. And who's like, why don't you give us a tip for tonight? Who do you think is going to get the chocolates?
I think, unfortunately, with the Dolphins missing Kafusi, which is, that is just disgraceful. How did he get 4 weeks for that? Yep. And Suwali gets away with something the week before.
Oh, amen.
That is just insane.
It is insane.
And unfortunately, they're missing some, what's his name? Katoa. As well? Harris. The hooker. So, Marshall King.
Marshall King's out.
I think the Broncos might do them. They're fired up to put one on the little brother, I think. So, yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, Dan, you know what you've done very nicely for us? You've segued into our next little bit of audio. So you've done perfectly here, because I don't know if people are listening. Oh, good man. Thank you for the call. Wayne, the interview yesterday was Wayne at his prime. And it's kind of my favourite thing in rugby league is Wayne Bennett press conferences.
Yeah. Wayne's world.
It's the best. I mean, Ricky Stewart press conferences, I'm on edge. What's he going to say? But Wayne's ones, I'm like, this is going to be gold. What's he going to do? So he was asked yesterday by Ben Dobbin about Kafusi getting the 4 weeks. And there was a lovely little to and fro between the journo and the super coach. Have a listen.
Oh, look, I'm not going to talk about that today. It's not what I'm here for. So we've got a game to play tomorrow. I don't want to distract ourselves from what we're doing. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've lost a player who went to represent himself. He was charged 3 weeks. He gets an extra week. Surely you've got an opinion on that.
Look, I've got an opinion on a lot of things, but I don't want to always share them with you. So, as I said, we've moved on with the decision's 4 weeks, and we've got to get on with our football life. So
are you disappointed in the decision, though?
Look, I don't know what part you don't understand. I'm not going to answer it. Okay?
Mate.
What did you think of the interview?
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I thought you had a lot of opinions, but you just didn't.
Well, I've got an opinion on a lot of things, but I don't want to always share them with you. So.
It's just the best.
I can't get speechless. They're surrounded, you know. And I think there was another unlucky report. It was like, I think the great thing about this club is that, you know, it's the next man up, next man in. Is that the mentality of the team? You know, you don't put anyone on pedestals. And he's like, I don't put them on pedestals. That's your job. You put them on pedestals. You're the one who puts them up on pedestals. The poor Jerno just slowly creeping out the back like, I'm
got
sorry.
Off his pedestal.
It's a great, if you can't watch the clip, it's a great 13 minutes of Wayne at his best. Just dry humour, nailing it. And also selling the game.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
And even Kevy's comments last week about I'm not even looking forward to next week. I haven't even thought about next week that we're playing the Dolphins. Yeah BS, Kevy.
Yeah.
You've and had Wayne's that one coming on calendar.
A lot of things, but I don't want to share them with you. So.
Exactly. I love it. It's Kevy versus Wayne. It's Brisbane versus the Dolphins. It is going to be fun. Who do you want to tip in this? Who are you going to go?
I'm personally attached, obviously, with the girlfriend's dad, Johnny, assistant coach at the Broncos. But I've been big on the Broncos. Adam Reynolds went up there, so I've got a soft spot. But I think last year I tipped them up until round 19 when it all seemed to go pear-shaped for them. They lost Carrigan, they lost Herbie Farmer. I was big on them to make the top eight. They just slid out the back. But I look at them now with Reece Walsh at the back. The centre's firing. There'll be no Payne Haas tonight, which will be a bit of a loss. Katoa, there's a bit of an injury scare over his elbow. It's going to be packed 50,000. It's a big ask for a young fella. So maybe this is Milford's opportunity if he does get a chance to play with the Dolphins, who, if you do remember back, I think signed one of the biggest contracts ever
I think it is the biggest contract.
Yeah, for the Broncos.
Yeah, so it was $85 million a year.
So it's brave for Wayne, obviously, to go with the youngster. It's worked, him and Sullivan, their pairings work. They've played simple footy, I think, and tried to wear them down. I think Brisbane will throw everything at them. They've got a lot of all-stars in their lineup, and I think they really will pull their pants down tonight. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Oh, I see I'm going the other way. I think the Dolphins will flog them.
Okay.
we've got another caller, Warrior-holic from New Zealand. You want to chat about last night's game?
Yeah, mate, just in general this year, mate, how crazy some of these results. Imagine trying to claim that you'd actually picked them all. Yeah. Anyone who's got them all must have gotten the goldfish to do it, but yeah.
Oh, it's a tipster's nightmare.
I'm about to send a text out there to Paris saying, well done on a bloody awesome game to get the Panthers. Then 2 minutes later, what the hell is bloody Cleary doing? Best kick I've ever seen in my life. So I have to delete that and say, okay, go Panthers. And then 2 minutes later, Paris back with all the million-dollar man.
Yeah,
amazing though.
Amazing footy.
Were you happy with Parra getting up? I was nervous they were going to get their heart broken again, like they did round one.
I'm a neutral. I'm a bit of a fan of the Panthers, the way they've turned it around and built this new culture with our ex-coach. So good to steal one of theirs back this year and see the Warriors going absolutely nuts and likely to hand Canterbury one this weekend. But nah, as a neutral, I didn't really care, mate. It's a great game of footy. Yeah,
the footy was the winner last night. Now, the Warriors are back at Mount Smart for the first time this season. Will you be heading
I'm in Wellington, mate. Yeah, New Zealand wants $700 to get up there. So unfortunately, I'll be watching at home there. But
You think they'll get it done against Canterbury?
I do, mate. Canterbury have started fast, but they've let teams get back on them. And I think the Warriors have played for 80 minutes for all three of their games. So I think, 20,000 screaming mad Warriors fans, 32-12 to us. We're going to go nuts.
32. Hey, is this an international call?
It is, mate. We've got to cut you off.
What are you? Yes. Every 30 seconds, he's getting charged. Hey, thanks for calling. Sorry we kept you on the line. Bloody hell. Just cost that bloke a fortune. Let's take a break. You're on the run home with the Professor and Sock. We'll be back with more. Not this afternoon, folks. You got the Prof and the Sock for your run home. It's going to be that way every Friday for the footy season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Keep your texts coming in, 0457 736 736. Socky, has any caught your eye there, mate? What do you got?
There is an interesting one from Lundy, my favourite man who loves his cricket. He goes, if the Dolphins win and Milford plays well, tomorrow's headline will read like a title from a internet website. The Hub. Milf and Dolphins put on a show as old man watches from his window.
It's very good, Lundy. So, how do you picture Lundy in your head? Have you met Lundy?
No, never.
When you think of him, what do you picture?
I picture him as Ricky Stewart would call him.
Weak gutted dog. Yeah. That's not very nice.
He doesn't like cricket.
I picture him pantsless. Yeah.
I'm thinking... Seven foot two, Luke Longley, look alike.
I like that. Yeah. Lundy, can you come on, Lundy, tell us what you look like. What do we got here? Hi, guys. Tonight's prediction for BOB, Battle of Brisbane. Farnworth sent off. Herbie goes bananas.
Yeah, good.
Like that. Justin from the Northern Beaches. Boys, the big game should be the Bris Vegas Bash.
Yeah,
that's
like
not
that.
Bad. A few
like
names
that.
Coming in yeah. for it. What's that one there beneath it, Sock?
Wayne's chance to inflict pain.
That's
Lundy
not bad.
As well,
if you,
Bob. Oh, a headline.
Yeah, okay. He likes his headlines, Lundy.
Brilliant. I don't know what he looks like. If you've got an idea for what the game should be called tonight, the Dolphins and the Broncos, text in 0457 736. As we go to the news, just AFL, Blues beat the Cats. Go to the news. Yes, indeedy do. You are on the run home thanks to Hyundai Tucson, tomorrow's SUV in stock. Now, remember, footy live in 4K Ultra HD only on Foxtel, and make your own rules at any time. Fitness, the ideas for this this big clash tonight between the Dolphins and the Broncos continue to come in. We've got the Brisbane clash from Steve.
I do like that.
Do you like Payne. That one?
I do, yeah. Well, he is playing tonight, Payne Haas. Sorry if I've got that information
incorrect. I
wonder if
anybody changed their tips based on you saying Payne Haas.
He's out. Well, he did have a dynamic 9 minutes in the last game.
Jeez, what about that?
Really? I did just trade him out of my Supercoach team.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is that a long process?
Put in Blake Laurie. Save some cash, though. We'll see how it goes. Bold strategy.
Another one's come in here, the two-head tussle. I like that. That's from a P. Gallon.
Two-head tussle.
P. Gallon. Glad he's listening. All right, it's time for this.
On the run home with Joel and Fletch, time for a sports update. Thanks to the Sporting Globe, Rabina and Logan, your home of sport.
Yes, there are reports today, Socky, that Joseph Sualihi is heading to rugby union in 2025. So apparently...
he's going to send rugby union broke. Yeah. Great, that's awesome.
1.6 million.
If you're one of his teammates, aren't you? You'd be like, you know, Hooper, who's been putting his head in over a ruck. You know, I think Matty Rogers has been famously quoted saying, we don't pay, you know, to see Michael Hooper shove his head in the middle of a ruck and pinch a ball. You know, we want, you know, Sualihi and the like to take the, you know, the high ball and sidestep and, you know, put on the fancy moves and the tries and excite and light up the game. But at 1.6, I mean, I'm taking the money if I'm Joseph, but do you think that's damaging to the ARU or supporting it? Go around the room.
It's a tough one because if they do really well in this World Cup and it garners a bit of support, whether it's at Super Rugby level or international level, then having Joseph come over in 18 months' time is great. He's your poster boy. You're going to try and steal some league fans who you hope he's going to have a great couple of seasons at the Chooks before he heads over. But it seems like it's a bit of a 5-year plan as him being the face. Like you said, Michael Hooper, great player, but does he translate into sales and tickets and jersey sales? I think Sualihi is someone that you can definitely spend that money on and promote over that next 5 years.
He's also obviously got a rugby union background. This isn't a kid that they're teaching that's ever played. So yeah. I think the first experiment, when they first did it, so your Wendells and your Lotties and your Matt Rogers and your Clinton Shivakovsky. I can't say it.
Shivakovsky.
I thought that worked well. I mean, like I can remember going to one of those in 2003 when the Rugby World Cup was here and watching Wendell and Lottie on the wings, and every time they caught the ball, it was the biggest cheer in the crowd. Mm. It was just epic. So if they can find a couple of Lotties and Wendells in the NRL, you know, a Sualihi and I don't know who else.
Well, that might trigger that as well, right?
Yeah.
Like you get Sualihi and then maybe two or three follow and then you have your Lions tour and then you've got your home World Cup in 27.
And then
you've got more than just one star and you've got people getting behind it, selling tickets.
Well, we've got some interesting texts in. Sacked them all. Haven't won a thing since the Tars in 2015, except Jorgensen. So there's some texts in on the line as well. Just that's how disappointed people are with the current rugby status of the Waratahs.
Jeez, oh.
And Australian rugby.
Now,
get Sualihi in there.
Andrew Webster, I'm assuming the journo, not the coach of the Warriors. he was all over it. Was this yesterday on SEN, Brooksy?
It was, yes.
Let's have a listen to this.
I actually got a phone call from our chief rugby reporter Georgina Robinson, and she said there had just been talk everywhere of a deal being all but done for 25 onwards for Joseph Sualihi to go to the Wallabies. That's when the British and Irish Lions will be out here, and then they've obviously got the World Cup here in Australia in 2027. I have to say, when I spoke to the Roosters and my Roosters types to follow up, and I've got a little bit of this in my column in the Herald tomorrow, there was a bit of sort of quiet resignation that that might be the case. Nothing's been said to them about it, but they're dealing with Isaac Moses, who's a very tricky manager to deal with. And, yeah, there's just sort of a sense that might be the case.
A couple of questions out of that. What is a Rooster type? You know, he said he spoke to his Roosters people. You're a Bunnies fan. What is a Rooster type person?
Generally worth about $3 billion and looks like Nick Politis sipping a latte in a cafe.
BMWs.
BMWs.
And then trying to get comment out of Isaac Moses. I guess he probably would be pretty hard to contact. He's probably on a boat popping champagne right now.
Off the grid.
Wouldn't
bunga
be?
Bunga parties.
Yeah, I'd
French
say
presidents.
So.
The coast of Italy.
I would say so. Kalyn Ponga. We've got a little update on him here. So he is headed to Vancouver, Canada, to undertake further head assessments. Obviously, lots of trouble with his concussions. First couple of rounds. Second round, he was knocked out cold on the first tackle. Wasn't it in the first 9 minutes?
That's right.
Apparently, over there, there's technology that they can use to scan your brain. I mean, I wrote it there, actually.
Neurophysiological markers Can't read your handwriting.
And what I write
departed
here?
On Friday. March
oh yeah, 24. Departed March 5. So it's technology.
So he's off. He's gone.
He's gone. Technology that's not here. So hopefully that'll give them a better idea as to what's going on with Kalen. Mm. Maybe they can put some stuff in place to prevent it from happening again.
It makes me feel sick every time I watch him play footy and get even the slightest bump to
his
head.
Are you worried every time he catches the ball?
He hits the line so hard, but it's getting to a point. And I don't say using a cricket comparison, say Will Pekowski, even with the slightest bump to his head now becomes a bit mental as well. So you're like, bang, you go down, you see stars, and you're like, oh no, is this happening again? So the first thing that football's got to look for is to protect the player. And even Kalen's position, he's a wonderful player. He's a million-dollar player a season. He is the lifeblood of the Newcastle Knights. It'd be sad to see him not going, but I'm not sure if there's a way out of it for him that he's not going to keep getting these head knocks and these concussions, because we know what CTE does now, and the technology and the material and the evidence all point towards, if this keeps happening, this doesn't bode well into your later life.
Have you been hitting the head while playing? Have you copped a bouncer to the head? Something?
Yeah, on the weekend playing club cricket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had to force me out with a cattle prod at 11 and it was dark. They played grey cricket in the dark. I'm like, hey, turn the lights on. And they go, no, socket's grey cricket. And this guy was running in, Pawson, who's played some games for the Thunder. And the helmets these days smack straight flush on the head, went to third man, and I just took off. The helmets these days, you cannot feel a thing.
Oh,
either
right.
That or I've destroyed my brain cells by drinking too much alcohol. I don't know which one, but I didn't feel a thing.
I'd probably go with choice number one. Let me spend some time with you. Hey, we've got another caller, Dave from Ashfield. You there, mate?
Oh, g'day, boys. Hey, look, I love a good rumour. Look, apparently the Sue Lee, the deal, also there's a small component. It involves a certain Parramatta player who, they're both they're childhood friends and played a lot of rugby together. And then post their rugby contract, they're actually going to go back to Parramatta as a package deal.
Ooh, that's a big call.
That's a huge call.
Jeez. That's like 8 or 9 years in the making. Where are you hearing this?
That is the talk. Have I never heard that. I can't tell you what establishment it was at, but the dude is a well-known. The dude, I looked at him and went, wow, did I just hear that? Like,
were you on a boat with Isaac Moses popping champagne bottles?
Well, yeah, he's going to be the winner, isn't he, and all that. But, because they're both, they played a lot of rugby together. And this guy, I think they played schoolboys together. And you probably know the Parramatta bloke I'm talking about. But, and he's going to go to Para. I mean, all those Para supporters, they'd be like, yeah, how's that?
Well,
they're both going to go back to Para.
It's actually plausible. It's actually plausible because there is a big move. Eddie Jones has come out and said that he is going to make some moves on some players. I think we were chatting to Swaney in regards to who he would take, and he would like Cam Murray. He thought he would be the most influential. So I think there will be a big grab, and maybe Penasini is the next guy.
Yeah, it's definitely his rugby background, this kid. So from Parramatta, so he's the obvious one.
Dave, I think you got call waiting, mate.
Amazing.
That might be your source telling you to shut up. Dave, you've
coughed twice if you're in trouble, Dave. So
geez, you've spilt the beans on everything, Dave. Dave, hang up.
Hey, we love a good rumour. If you've got rumours, you want to talk footy.
I loved a rumour recently to do with Mitch Moses going to the Roosters. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, that lasted. That went well, didn't it? That lasted as long as milk.
Watch out for James Graham. Cough twice if you're in trouble, Roger.
Jimmy, if you're listening, it's okay, mate. I didn't come up with it. I wouldn't be that silly. Now, we have been chatting a little bit earlier about this giant game tonight. The first time two Brisbane sides in the NRL will take on each other. Suncorp Stadium, I am reading here, Brooksy, is sold out.
Oh.
Standing room only. And what is that, 50,000 up there?
50,000, yeah.
Have you been to a packed Suncorp ever? I went to a
State of Origin
decider, and I walked in with I'm going to Bruce here. Brian Fletcher, Nathan Hindmarsh, and Mark Gasnier. And we sat the seats that they...
Wanker.
Oh, hey, mate, Gaz is all right.
Yeah, Hindy's awesome too. What are you talking about?
Gaz and Hindy are great. but it was packed and it was all Maroon. And the three of them, the stuff people were yelling at them was just horrendous. And then... we got up before half time to leave because if you remember, it was a smash up. There was a game where Queensland won by like 50. And all these blokes that had just been giving it to these three guys then stopped them for photographs. Can I get a photo? Can I get a photo? And those three idiots got a photo with all of them. I was like, I'd be telling them to get stuff. But the atmosphere, it is cauldron like. I know they like to call it.
Well, the weather's going to be good. Looking at mid 20s. Humidity levels.
Give us a percentage.
Yeah. 73 to 75. I just hope the surface holds up a bit better than it did. In the last game.
Yeah, that's why the Dragons let in all those tries at the end. Surface,
of course,
right? No, it was a body surface. Was that it?
Absolutely, yeah. It was. Mate. With 6 minutes to go and they still lost by 20.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, I hope that surface has to reapply for its job too. God damn it.
Well, can we get into that later? With the Dragons fan, the reapply. Have you written that in the rundown? Let me write this down.
No, not yet.
Reapplying for Hook's job because I reckon I might apply. You never know. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. Well, Fridays are the prof and the sock, and it's a big welcome to the run home. It's a big thanks to Hyundai, Foxtel, and Anytime Fitness. Just a reminder, up for grabs today. It's your Signet Boost Power Bank, valued at $44.95. A Signet Boost Power Bank will keep your phone, tablet, earbuds, dolphins, and rabbits powered for 24/7. And
you've added that in,
Brooksy.
Apparently,
apparently
keep you on air as well when you think you're not.
Marky
boy.
Mark left our mics.
He's hot mic'd us.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks, Jace, for texting in and letting us know. Boys, we can hear you. 482. But the big winner / loser in all of this is the shower, not a grower, or a grower, not a shower, is our mate Lundy, who's texting his height, weight,
let's have a look.
And his
5'8",
size of his appendages. Size. 5'8".
90 kilos.
Stocky.
And a grower, stocky, not a shower.
Brown hair.
Yeah.
Left arm orthodox.
We've got a lot in common, you and I, love
here. I think he's single white female in here. I think he wants to be sock. Yes, apologies if we said anything to Lundy.
Yeah.
And did we say anything? Yes.
No, no. And the main producer of the show, Rob from Blacktown's, texted in. He's gone. Yes. Just to let you know, we heard you guys talking in the background while your ads were on, but don't worry, no swear words. So we are sweet.
Mark, thanks for working for us. So that's two people. Gibbo, go on now, Mark. Good.
Just become a farewell show. Love that. have you got a best of Mark lined up? Come here. That's very cool. sorry, I didn't finish. There's also a $50 voucher to kick it in. Come taste Australia's favourite and messiest seafood restaurant. Book online at kickingin.com.au. I've got a feeling Lundy is probably, he's pretty short odds to win these today.
He's just been smashing the text line. There's a few more names for tonight's Battle of Brisbane.
Oh, yes, what have we got?
Caxton Street Clash. I'd just go with the Caxton Clash.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that.
Redneck Rodeo.
Ooh.
Brown Snake Smackdown. Matt from Seven Hills. I think that's enough names there.
You're happy with that?
What's winning?
Have we worked out what's winning at the moment?
Caxton Clash, I reckon.
Caxton Clash?
Caxton Clash.
Who's that? Who's got that? Let's have a look. Simon. Good on you, Simon.
Well done, Simon.
Good on you. Hey, let's take another break. You're on the run home with the Professor and Sock. This afternoon, you actually got the Professor and Sock. Just a reminder, this Sunday night on SEN, and you've got the last word with Professor and Barney, the radio show they're calling the greatest radio show to ever exist in the history of radio. What was your favourite part of our show last week?
You know
week,
as well as Sock? I do, there's no radio working in my car because we drove in together, so...
Were you sitting in your car for 3 hours last night?
Yeah,
what were you doing?
Just trying to...
You weren't sitting next to the beach again.
I had my ear against the window trying to listen in on the show.
Somebody else's. Yeah. Fair enough.
I like that Frank Walker ad that was in between your second and your third seg.
Was that the hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Coming up after us, the pregame. Storm v West Tigers. You got Jimmy Smith, Timmy Manor and Noddy Kamali. That trio will keep you entertained all the way up to the game. Also coming up on SEN QLD at 6 p.m. Special Sports Day countdown to kick off with Jason Matthews and Matt Rogers. And after the news, we're going to be chatting to Yao Yee.